Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, those of us who have been kind of following Jeff Bezos' rocket has identified a sort of shape parallel, right, to his rocket and a male phallus. And so years ago, media pundits were talking about it, and then today, when we saw it erect and fly off into space, the only thing most of us could even think about and talk about is that it looked like a male sex organ. And so people have asked why. Why was that shape necessary? Was he giving the world a message? You know, was this supposed to be funny? Was it because, you know... there was just no other shape taken, and there was a patent free. But we've discussed the male penis and its shape and its evolutionary advantage before. And so I thought we probably need to revisit that. Because maybe in space, there needs to be that sort of same shape to be advantageous. Now, if you looked at Sir Richard Branson's ship, the Virgin Galactic ship, that had like three airplanes connected or something like that, and then it had a little tiny nose and airway speed and resistance. But Bezos' went up like a rocket. And so this dome shape that we keep seeing in nature, whether it's a mushroom, whether it's a caterpillar head, whether it's a helmet, I don't know. We keep seeing these dome shapes. And then most ubiquitously, we see it on a penis. And so what does that shape do? What is the engineering reasoning? Because the human body is one of the most fantastically engineered specimens. My son, who's in engineering, has said it's just amazing how the body is engineered. So for those of us that went into biology, so we never have to deal with engineering, you deal with engineering all the time in medicine. And so there must be, in terms of a rocket ship and Bezos, who, by the way, did complete his 10-minute ride. I think he went up into space 66 miles. He beat Sir Richard Branson by 13 miles, I believe, because I think Branson went up to 53 miles above the ground, and it costs about $550 million per minute, so I think I'm going to pass on taking that trip to space in something that looks like a male phallus. But he's back. Everybody's happy. He took an 18-year-old with him. He took his brother with him. I think his brother's kind of cute. Firefighter guy, Mark Bezos. But anyway, it looks like everybody's happy. Okay, so they're back. They're safe. Hallelujah. But there's an aerodynamic advantage to that shape in terms of removing the wind resistance from that tip. Now, a lot of people have commented that it looks like Jeff Bezos chose a Jewish form of a rocket because it appeared circumcised. But for anybody who is not circumcised, the male phallus still has that shape. It's just the foreskin might retract. So let's look at biology. Why is the penis shaped the way it is? So there's been some theories, all right? Many of the theories surround that original Adam and Eve, the penis looked different. And Adam, when he was trying to impregnate Eve to make Cain and Abel, I believe, which still kind of confuses me because I don't know how Cain and Abel were able to meet wives. I don't really get that. But anyway, Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. And in order for that to happen, apparently he had to learn. And there had to be a lot of evolving. And, you know, if there was any ouch or why are you doing that or wrong orifice, there had to be some sort of, I guess, evolution and eventual changes in people's anatomy. So we don't think that the human penis today looks identical to Adam. Of course, we can't ask. Nobody did any selfies back then. But I still believe the dome shape has always been there. If you look at a lot of other animals, they have that. And I think it's because a few reasons. One is it allows a widening of the orifice in a gradual manner to allow the organ to penetrate. Number two is it has to be a position that allows a shooting of the semen to be most ideal. So there has to be a length to it. And it has to be as close to the cervix as possible because, you know, even though sperm can swim a good great distance, it needs to limit the travel. Remember, the male phallus, it isn't supposed to be for funsies or selfies. It's designed to impregnate. So it has to be engineered as such. But interestingly, there were some theories that came out about 10 years ago thinking that the reason why there's that dome shape is it dispels other male partners' semen. That when a male tries to impregnate a female, it wants its genes to get to the finish line. So the shape almost clears out other remnants, which is a fantastic theory. So this dome is in fact, you know, my son's in engineering, so I said, look, if you have to ever have to do a thesis or something for graduate school, you should really kind of figure out why that happened. And if you need to interview somebody, interview Bezos, because he obviously used that same shape for his rocket. But I don't think things in nature are just random. I think God has a plan, nature has a plan, and I'm sure somebody's going to say climate change has changed the shape of the penis to allow there to be shade. But whether you're circumcised or not, there's that dome. And that dome, I think, has certain advantages. Not to mention, kind of like an umbrella, water comes off, the phallus can still stay dry and active without getting all clogged up with other things. Interesting, huh? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so the two things I want to start out with is, number one, let's cut some slack to the public health officials. This was a new pandemic. This is a new virus. Everybody's kind of learning how they go. All right. I hope they learn from mistakes that were made. But I still give an applause to people in the public health sector because I think they busted their butts in light of us having a crazy, crazy pandemic from a virus that we still don't understand where it came from and if it was tinkered with and what exactly happened. So kudos to everybody involved. Not saying no mistakes were made, though. The other thing I really want to caution against is stop the flip and blame game. What is starting to happen, and we knew this was going to happen, and it's been going on for a while, but I think it's going to come to a head, is the country is being trained and being groomed to find a scapegoat in this pandemic surge. And as I think we've had another 52,000 cases surge in the U.S. of the Delta variant, more deaths, hospitalizations are going up. There's this huge, huge narrative of it's Trump. It's the Republicans. And I keep talking to medical professionals and all that, and many of them are like, I kind of agree with you. I think it's a little bit more than somebody's political ideology. You know, there's people that, you know, don't want to deal with the side effects. There's people that don't trust the vaccine. They don't live near a medical facility in case they have a reaction to it. They live alone. And so there's this blame game that is starting to brew where people want to blame the unvaccinated and they want to blame the unvaccinated on Trump. And so maybe, you know, maybe a good number of people who are unvaccinated might be Trump supporters. But if anybody in the public health sector wants to, you know, help save those who might be at risk for severe COVID and suggest a vaccine, the last thing you want to do is to accuse them incorrectly of them supporting a particular political candidate. And so as Delta is surging and mask mandates are slowly coming back, there might even be restrictions coming back, there's going to be a lot of heat and a lot of anger. And government is going to be like, not us, the unvaccinated. And I don't want to see people turn on each other. Already you saw what happened with, you know, people urging masks, getting shot or stabbed if they were a security guard for a company, or somebody not wearing a mask getting attacked. All right, Americans turn on each other on a dime, which is to me very, very frightening, not only as a physician but as a mom and as an American. Okay, I mean, aren't we united? Okay, don't we all have some common sense with this? So the question then comes up as to who is more to blame, the unvaccinated people in terms of this variant or the vaccinated people? Now, why on earth would people even consider vaccinated individuals, you know, being to blame for the COVID surge? And I would again, caution people to blame anybody. I really don't like that. But a lot of people, once they were vaccinated, were under the impression that they were completely clear. We've spoken about that. They were completely deflecting, you know, the pew, pew, pews, you know, the Star Wars, you know, fire, whatever, the laser fires or bullets or whatever the heck they use in Star Wars. People thought that if you got the COVID vaccine, you were dispelling any virus and just knocking it out of the park. And we've come to realize that that's not true. Many vaccinated individuals can still get COVID. They could still spread COVID. They could still have severe COVID. But if you're vaccinated, you have one hell of a chance, much better chance to survive. If you ask me how much of a culprit are vaccinated individuals, I would still say way less than unvaccinated because they have less of a viral load. So even though a vaccinated individual can spread it, and they will probably have less virus particles to share than somebody who's unvaccinated. But many of the vaccinated individuals, they ripped off their mask faster than I rip off a bra when I get home. And they went to the parties, they went to the concerts, they went to the games, they went to the fights. And they're like, I'm vaccinated, I'm good. And so I think we probably were misleading the public on how effective their masks could have been, how effective the vaccine could have been in terms of spread. And so I think there might have been a false sense of security. Meanwhile, in terms of the unvaccinated, I speak to many who are unvaccinated because I'm licensed in multiple states. Many of them, because they're unvaccinated, they stay home. Some of them don't. But a lot of them, they do stay home. They go, I'm not vaccinated. I worry about COVID, but I'm just not ready to get the vaccine yet. So many of them are not going out and partying. I think many unvaccinated do realize the merits of the vaccine. And they see that their vaccinated friends and family aren't being hospitalized to the same degree as prior to the vaccine. But remember, many people are not unvaccinated because of who they voted for in the 2016 election or the 2020 election. They're unvaccinated because they have a whole slew of reasons. And please, any of you who are unvaccinated, please, please, please fill out my survey. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook page. I'll repost. But we have a survey on what are the reasons behind you wanting to hold off vaccinating. And just to kind of, you know, share that it's not just all about one political candidate. So are vaccinated individuals sadly spreading the virus? Not to the same degree as unvaccinated, but yes. Which is why the masks are probably going to be coming back. And I know that's frustrating. In Nevada, county commissioners and public health heads are going to be meeting at 1 p.m. today to talk about what their next move is going to be. Even though Vegas parallels Los Angeles and Los Angeles has brought back indoor mask mandates in public places, Las Vegas is unique in that it is the entertainment capital of the world. It is, you know, the world's playground. It has, you know, it's such a tourist hub that Las Vegas not only needs to protect their residents, but they need to protect tourists. So I wouldn't be surprised if casinos are going to start bringing back masks and things like that. I just wish the masks we were talking about were decent masks, were like the N95 respirators and not these, you know, halfway things that people are just putting on their face, which I think are pretty pretty dirty. And once you get them wet, they don't really filter well. So I think they're useless when they're used. You need to have a real nice, good, crisp, clean N95 respirator to really protect yourself from the virus. And then the other thing in terms of the blame game is I still don't understand why there isn't that focus on origins and if these variants could also be along the same theories of leaks and tinkered with and things like that, because America is about to turn on itself. And there is going, if any mask mandates return, which is slowly starting, or any sort of restrictions return, people are going to get very, very ugly. Already, you're seeing Asian hate crimes. There was a I forget which area it happened in yesterday, where somebody was blaming somebody randomly on the street for coronavirus. All right, there's people out there who are stupid. And they will turn on you like a dime. You know, people bring up, you know, why is everybody bringing up Nazi Germany? And, you know, why would somebody bring up the Holocaust with COVID? And it's because when I grew up and we heard about what happened in Nazi Germany, where neighbors were turning people in, I would just try to be positive and go, okay, that's not going to happen. It was a weird time. Nobody would ever do that again. Right? I mean, who would turn on their neighbor? Who would turn on even their family members? I mean, who would do that? And sadly, once you start to see people call the police on each other and things like that, it shows that human nature, whether it's 2020, 21, or 1939, didn't change much. And so it's a very, very scary time. So still, the unvaccinated allow more viral replication and hosting, but masks are probably going to come back because vaccinated individuals can spread it too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
And Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 months after borders, our Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to introduce any solutions to the border crisis. Customs and Border Patrol has announced new numbers. In all of 2020, 309,000 encounters were registered. Since President Biden opened the border, 1.2 million people have entered, putting a severe burden on the American taxpayers. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News.
You can't tell me one thing this administration has done to slow the flow. Every week they come out another giveaway. You know, we're not going to detain you, or we're not going to give you a court date. And now, recently, now they're going to change the rules of asylum because they know 90% don't qualify. So now they're changing the rules so more people qualify, which will bring more people to the border. Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Plano, Texas firefighters rushed to the scene of a house explosion on Monday afternoon. The explosion caused major damage to two other homes. Six people, three children, three adults, were taken to the hospital. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set a vote for Wednesday to begin debate on one of the infrastructure bills. Since the legislation has not been written yet, Schumer said he would use a shell bill. This will allow the Senate to begin debate and amendments on the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it must be written before the Senate begins debate. People from around the world are going to the U.S.-Mexico border, as demonstrated by the sheer numbers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has a border update.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend
your Life. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, did you guys see this picture? There is a 100-pound moonfish that has washed up on the Oregon beach. It is 100 pounds. It's kind of something you would see from a storybook. I tried to wrestle with a 70-pound halibut. We were off the coast of Ketchikan, Alaska, and hubby caught a halibut. And he started to fatigue, started to get tired, because it was just me, him, and the kids. And then the person operated the boat. And he got fatigued. Then I go, let me handle it. I got this. And 70 pounds is 70 pounds, but when you have a fish fighting in the water, it almost doubles or triples the weight. And I got to tell you, we barely were able to. I mean, it took all of us. My kids were small, so they couldn't. You know, now my kids could lift, but back then they couldn't. We finally got that boat, that halibut, and we ate it. It was really, really yummy stuff. It was, and I don't even like halibut. But you know, when you caught it, you know, you feel like, I'm out in the wild, you know. I'm a caveman. It's pretty fun. So I can't even imagine trying to fish and pick up something that's 100 pounds. But it's an opah. So that makes sense. Opahs could get pretty big. It's orange. It has a lot of dots. It looks like a starry, starry sky. And it's just very interesting. And a big eye. In fact, the eye looks like the size of a tangerine. But maybe more of an orange. A small orange. So anyway, it's 100 pounds, 3.5 feet long. It's called a moonfish. It was discovered on the shore of Sunset Beach in northern Oregon at 8 a.m. The colorful creature had a mix of silvery and bright reddish-orange scales across its flattened circular body with occasional white dots and glinting golden eyes. A lot of photos, people took selfies, staff from the Seaside Aquarium recovered its remains. Visitors at the aquarium were later able to see the specimen up close and personal. It doesn't look like a Nemo fish, but it's orange. So I'm sure some people are calling it Nemo fishy, even though a Nemo fish is a clownfish and much smaller. They aren't sure what happened to the opah. It looks like it's in pretty good shape. They said it was in great condition. And it was close to the shore when it died. I'm sure somebody's going to say climate change. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't look like it was fished. You know, we don't see a hook. It's a big, and I don't see any shark bites. So, according to Tiffany Booth, assistant manager at Seaside Aquarium, it is not clear what happened to the opah. Is that like opah? Like, you know, in Greece, you spell, instead of salud, you go opah. Is that what that is? Anyway, it was close to shore when it died. Opah are pelagic fish, meaning they live in open ocean. You might see them off the coast of California and around Hawaii, but it is very rare to see one that north. They say, I would expect an opah that size to be normally off Oregon, but not so, you know, or I wouldn't expect. Maybe it's because, again, here comes the climate change. The temperatures are getting warm and Oregon is cooler, so the fish was like, to heck with this, I'm out of here. Although in Oregon, it's getting warmer too. Especially with the fires. They say, in fact, the fires in Oregon, that the fires are even making their own weather because there's so much cloud and smoke. We're going to talk about that in a second. So anyway, opahs do travel long distances in response to environmental conditions. And so they aren't sure if that's what's going on. In 2015, there was a study led by the National Oceanic Atmospheric, NOAA? Hold on a second. Atmospheric Administration, yep. Okay, I'm right. Found that opah, I'm rarely right, are the only fully warm-blooded fish alive today. Unlike other ectothermic fish, meaning they heat up from outside sources, opah are endothermic and control their body temperatures to stay warm, such as in the deep sea. We're endothermics. We rely on our thyroid and a whole bunch of other bodily processes to keep ourselves warm. We could only do so much, but we're endothermic. Whereas a lot of reptiles and insects and fish are ectothermic. Other than that, we don't know too much about them. They could grow over 6 feet. They could weigh over 600 pounds. Usually fishers, I guess, aren't targeted. Sometimes they accidentally get caught in swordfish fisheries. And they do have rich meat. I'm not exactly sure if the populations are stable. But I don't know if they're endangered. I don't think so. But apparently, they said the beached opah in Oregon has currently been frozen by the Seaside Aquarium for the start of the next school year. There's going to be a group of lucky children who are going to get to dissect it. Then they said after this educational exercise is complete, researchers will carry out further analysis on the hefty fish. Very, very interesting. Yeah, interesting how kids will get to dissect it. That's a big fish. There's going to be a lot to see. You know, some people say, you know, it's always very, very tricky. You know, why are kids dissecting animals? Why are animals dying for kids to dissect? And it's a difficult position for me to take because I love animals. And I am for the protection of animals. And I don't want to see any animal die unnecessarily. On the flip side, one of the reasons why I did move forward to become a doctor and hopefully have helped, you know, save lives is because the I just remember some of the biological experiments that we did, you know, and including dissecting frogs, things like that, helped excite me into that field and help. Now, that could have been a societal thing saying, well, look, if you like to dissect a frog, you're going to want to be a doctor. I loved dissecting. I didn't like my group. My group got their heads in the way and I didn't like the smell of it. And so, you know, maybe we just have to kind of retrain certain activities. But knowing that I was that fascinated by other animals, and I got that appreciation for animals, and I learned about them, and, you know, now when I see a frog, I'm like, oh, baby, you know, I try to get the frog out of the house, things like that. I do credit some of my appreciation for animals and the sciences and the medical field to those experiments. So, you know, people say, well, just don't kill the animal. Let kids be able to touch animals in like these wading pools and kiddie pools and things like that. But then there's also concerns that these animals then are confined. So I'm not saying that's worse than killing them, but, you know, so there's still a lot of debate on that. But it's definitely an interesting fish. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The Bootleg Fire in Oregon is, I think, the third largest fire in history in that area. It is so big that it's actually created its own weather. They said it has scorched 537 square miles, an area larger than Los Angeles and half the size of Rhode Island. It grew 364,000 acres on Monday, is only 30% contained. It is one of at least 8 large fires currently burning in Oregon and one of at least 80 burning across the United States. This is according to the National Interagency Fire Center. They said the climate crisis has made deadlier and more destructive wildfires the new normal. Okay. It's not called climate change anymore. It's called climate crisis, I guess. I mean, a drought is a crisis. It's, but, again, what are we as humans, you know, going to truly have the power to do? Okay, we might want to spend some of the money in legislation on ways to, you know, help approach the drought, help approach. I don't really think we could do a lot of prevention with the exception of trying to protect our environment. But much of the West, they say, remains under threat of fire conditions. Excessive heat warnings continue for more than 337,000 people. Temperatures are still up 10 degrees above normal. And this Bootleg Fire has so much smoke and now cloud pyrocumulus clouds that are making their own thunderstorms with lightning and strong winds. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I bring up routinely on the show, and just in general, is how I don't like distractions. I don't like when there's an issue that has to be addressed or there's some concerns, and the media or public officials will bring up another entity. And and will focus all the attention on that entity. Meanwhile, all this other stuff keeps brewing. And so that's what I'm seeing now with this misinformation fight and accusations and all that going on. As the COVID Delta variant surges, there's all this time and energy and media attention being put on Facebook, being put on social media. And I don't know if this is a distraction on purpose or if just people are really just losing their minds. I'd also like to say COVID in and of itself might also be a distraction, a very deadly, destructive distraction, so that other countries can start to plan and do whatever they're doing. Right? We're so busy dealing with COVID and, you know, trying to vaccinate people and blaming Mark Zuckerberg and all that, that you know, there could be, you know, some foreign country or foreign entity, right, brewing some stuff. We're all distracted. The whole world is distracted by COVID. So just kind of keep your eyes open that while we're all kind of dealing with COVID and vaccines and, you know, mask mandates and not being able to go to work, and I think Taco Bell is now having a, you know, an ingredient shortage. These are very distracting things, and you just wonder if something else is brewing. So I credit that with the Die Hard 4 movie, or was it a Die Hard 3 movie, right, where the schools, somebody, Jeremy Irons and this group from Germany were putting, you know, bombs or trying to say there were bombs in schools just so they could rob the treasury, whatever. So I just, you know, just be prepared that we might be getting, you know, that COVID might be just the tip of the iceberg with the heat and the poop that we're going to be dealing with later this decade. Just a thought. So when, as a physician, I've done studies on misinformation online with medical students who are now doctors, and we've published works on misinformation online. No doubt there is some misinformation online. No doubt there are opinions on things that have not yet been proven. They might eventually be proven and might eventually be fact. Like, look at today. Today, what is trending on social media? A penis-shaped rocket. You know, Bezos makes it into space, spends, what, $550 million a minute, however much it costs, goes 66 miles into air, into the atmosphere, and all people can do is post pictures of, you know, the phallic-looking rocket. All right? So, what is then truly misinformation? And so the reason why I don't blame Facebook for this COVID variant and this COVID rise is I don't think a social media entity has that much power when it comes to nature. If we're going to assume this virus is completely natural and it was completely evolving from natural sources, and this is just another pandemic that we get every 100 years, and it, you know, I don't really see how social media then is to blame if we're really calling this natural. If it's unnatural, and if this was tainted and messed with by China, again, China then is the one to blame. So does social media have a duty to prevent quote-unquote vaccine misinformation? So what we need to know as the public is, what exactly is this misinformation? So Jen Psaki from the Biden administration suggested that one piece would be that these vaccines could be injecting microchips. Okay? That I have not seen anything like that on social media. I've heard it. I've heard that's a theory. I've even heard people tell me they think that the vaccines are going to have some sort of beckoning device or beacon that can alert the government to stuff. And, you know, I mean, what I know about Pfizer and what I know about Moderna, I really just don't think that that would even be possible. I don't even believe that even in China, where it's been suggested that they might do something like that, is even there yet in terms of technology. So if something like that is being put out there on social media, I think the average person, right, whether they read it there, whether they read it on a billboard, whether they listen to somebody standing in the middle of Times Square saying, look, the devil is bringing this upon us, I think everybody kind of has a right to choose, right, what they're taking in. So if we're going to attack Facebook for there being some people, you know, promoting that theory, which I don't really see a lot of, and saying that is causing a public health crisis, then what about obesity? All right, obesity is a public health crisis. All right, Lucky Charms says they're magically delicious. All right, are they really magical? Are Lucky Charms really magical? Maybe they're delicious, but is the sugar content leading to public health? So do we go after General Mills or whoever does Lucky Charms, you know, for quote-unquote misinformation? You know, marketing is a tool that people use to make people want to buy their product, make people want to listen to them. I mean, every day I try to convince people that my show is good. Am I in trouble for misinformation? So, you know, we need to kind of take things moderately. If the Biden administration is blaming that, you know, the girl in my neck of the woods who got a blood clot from Johnson & Johnson was spoken about on social media, and that's misinformation, then we're going to debate all day long whether that's misinformation or if that's a news story. Somebody gets a blood clot from a vaccine and gets a very, very rare side effect. Are we not allowed to talk about that? And so I understand trust, and I understand the psyche of people. And if they don't think they're getting the whole story, they're going to be even more skeptical. And so this is why, you know, when a lot of doctors were concerned that the FDA was putting a halt on some of the vaccines to look at the, you know, to look at possibly the side effects, they go, that was a bad move. That was a bad move. No, it wasn't. In fact, anybody that I think was a little concerned and on the fence and thought that the government wasn't being transparent, that move was exactly needed. So then that could dispel the myth that the government's not being as transparent, if they're going to actually study some concerns about myocarditis or in the mRNA vaccines or clots in the Johnson & Johnson, Janssen vaccines. So, you know, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube grew bigger than we ever thought. But it's not their fault that people have turned to them to use it to share stories and share opinions. People want to share their opinion. And it should be very, very well understood that these are opinions. I'm a medical physician. I'm board certified. Still, what I put on Facebook is an opinion. I personally think Jeff Bezos' spaceship looks like a penis. That is my opinion. Maybe it's a fact, but, you know, we're putting opinions out there. Nobody should really be using these as encyclopedias. The 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.